For many years, this was a familiar voice during Morning Edition.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown.
Paul Brown spent 30 years in radio journalism before retiring to his home in Winston-Salem in 2013. Tonight, he's coming to Davidson College. He's not visiting to talk journalism. Brown will be doing something else he's equally passionate about.
I'm going back to the red clay country.
Playing and singing old-time mountain music. That's the song Red Clay Country from his album of the same name. It's one of about a dozen albums he's appeared on. Brown says the honesty of the traditional Appalachian music speaks to him.
There's really no boundary between the soul of the song and the artist and the listener. It's not really performance music the way some of the newer musics, including bluegrass and modern country and pop, are. A lot of this music was homemade, and it was simply played and sung for people's personal enjoyment, the enjoyment of their families. Some of it is history and news-keeping music. In other words, the ballads tell stories of real events, many of them. It's a form of community bonding and community record-keeping from a time when not as many people would be literate. So there are many things that really have pulled me towards this music.
Brown grew up in New York State and by 10 was playing the banjo. He eventually moved south to Surry County, North Carolina, where he became an amateur folklorist, learning songs from local players and collecting their stories. One of them was Tommy Jarrell.
Who is yonder standing with little Maggie? Got a dram glass in her hand.
He was really well known as a fiddle player, but I studied the banjo with him because I thought his banjo playing was both somewhat overlooked and outstandingly good. So I learned quite a bit from Tommy. I think I became a better banjo player from having spent basically a year over at his house just about every day.
Around that time, Brown met a woman from Wisconsin who had also come south for the music. Her name was Terry McMurray. The two formed a partnership musically and romantically. Brown gave it a go as a full-time musician for about 2 years in the early 80s, but it just didn't work out.
The truth is that in this style of music, there's not a very easy way to support oneself the way there might be in some other styles. And the life on the road is really, really difficult. I learned that in the 2 years when that was my only living. And I decided that I might not have quite the stamina that Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs or Ralph Stanley or Bill Monroe had. And I saw fairly early that probably wasn't going to work out for me.
What happened after that? Is that when you went into radio?
Yeah, through an odd little series of twists and turns. I was performing in a couple of bands in North Carolina, and we were playing regularly on the Saturday Morning Merry-Go-Round show, which is a live program on WPAQ in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And one of my bandmates said, you ought to get a job here at this radio station because you're young and you can speak well and you like this music. 6 months to a year later, I did wind up at WPAQ.
To his surprise, though, Brown found himself in the station's news department. And that's when it dawned on him that he had a chance to pursue something else he fell in love with as a child, radio news reporting. After a few years, Brown went to WFDD in Winston-Salem and eventually made his way to NPR, where he became a morning newscaster. He didn't entirely give up performing and recording, but it did take a back seat to his new, unexpected career.
But oftentimes I would come home from work and I'd go out for a run in the park, something like that, take a nap. And then before I went to bed, I'd just play my banjo in that little apartment in D.C. And that was the most wonderful, relaxing, sort of unifying experience.
After retiring in 2013, Brown took some time off before returning to radio with a weekly music show called Across the Blue Ridge. It's carried on a handful of stations across the South. He's finding more time for performing, and he just began work on a record that features his fiddle playing. Brown may be out of the newsroom, but for him, the music is still a form of reporting.
I've always told people it's the same thing. It's journalism, in a sense. I was listening. I was hearing people's stories. I was taking down their messages as they expressed them through a song and reinterpreting them to other people when I decided to play or sing or to talk with folks about these musicians. So I was getting some early practice in journalism as an amateur folklorist. And so I now realize that these two activities were not at all exclusive, that they were part of the same stream of interest and activity for me.
That's former NPR newscaster and old-time Appalachian musician Paul Brown. He's performing along with his wife, Terry McMurray, tonight at Davidson College. It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.
My mama, she told me when I was 9 years old, you got to be a hustler, gosh darn your hard luck soul. I've got my ticket, and to tell you what I think I'll do, I'm going down to Tampa, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. I've got my ticket, and to tell you what I think I'll do, I'm going down to Tampa, settle down.